The Campbell River Boxing and Fitness Club is rising from the ashes like a phoenix. "It's coming back," said Brendan Miller, one of six members who have started the nonprofit society, which uses the boxing club's original name. The original Campbell River Boxing and Fitness Club was founded around 1967. Before it shut down in the 2000s, it had produced 4 national and 28 provincial champions. I would say through the 80s and 90s, for sure, hands down, it was the strongest club in the province, said Miller. When we showed up to tournaments wearing Campbell River colors, people knew who you were. The club hosted the Olympic trials in 2000 at the Sportsplex. "It's probably the biggest sporting event when you look at the amount of people who came out to support it, the amount of money that was generated from it, and the competitors that came. That was huge, man. The town was bumping," said Miller. Campbell River Boxing and Fitness Club, run by Mike and Gary Wood during the 2000s, eventually closed after Gary left for Fort McMurray when the mill closed. "I ended up running it by myself. It slowly faded out," said Mike Wood. Miller also says the MMA fad, who admitted that he loves mixed martial arts just as much as the next guy, says it deflated boxing. However, that has changed recently. "I think it's no secret, I'm willing to admit Jake Paul and Mike Tyson brought boxing back to the mainstream," Miller said. "Obviously, you have your big names in boxing, but ever since then, people are reaching out because they know we are involved in boxing or were involved in boxing. There's a huge demand in the community for it, so with that, it was let's see what we can do." Since the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, 200 or so more members have joined the society's Facebook page. The club will operate through pure self-defense one night a week, though they would like to see it 3 or potentially 4 times a week. Gary Wood has returned and will be the revived club's head coach, along with support from Miller, Mike Wood and the Pattinson brothers, Paul and Dan. The six are also the society's nonprofit first board of directors. "The goal, long-term, is that we want to get into our own building by next fall," said Miller, acknowledging the need for sponsorship and fundraising. The original club was operating out of the Eagles building before moving around to locations in Willow Point, Campbellton, Rockland School, and back to the Eagles. "The people that remember what Campbell River Boxing was, those are the ones that are going to help drive this and really make it successful," says Miller.